नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय केशे केवलया भक्त्या वासुदेवा परायणा अघम जन्वंती कर्षीना निहारम इवा भास्कर केचित् केवलया भक्त्या वासुदेव परायणा अघम जन्वंती कर्षीना निहारम इव भास्कर केचित् केवलया भक्त्या वासुदेव परायणा अघम जन्वंती कर्षीना निहारम इव भास्कर.
Translation: the rare person who has completely adopted unalloyed devotional service can uproot all the weeds of sinful activities simply by discharging that service, and there is no possibility that the weeds will grow again. His devotional service is just like the sun, which can immediately dissipate fog simply by its rays.
अभं भुन्नन्ति कास्मिन् निहार विवभास. So we have been discussing for the last 2 days how to become free from the reaction of our sinful life. That is the real problem. But people, they have no knowledge. What is life? What is sinful life? What is past life? Why we are put into this condition that we have to do this, we haven't got to do that? This is real philosophy of life. The Asuras, as we were discussing this morning, we are living in the ordinary life also. We live little carefully so that we may not fall sick. For that purpose, there is very vigilance in the immigration department that in Australia we had some nice mangoes bought from Bombay and they did not allow to take. This far, these mangoes is more dangerous than the dry meat. They will allow importation of dry beans 300 years old, put into the refrigerator, and that is imported, that is not interesting. But mango, very nice mango, fresh mango, started in Bombay at night, and we came in the morning, it has become poisonous. So, we are so much precautious that not any germs, infectious disease may enter. That is there. But what is that infection which has caused me to accept this material body again and again, that they do not know. They do not believe in the next life. Therefore, asura-jana, this is the symptom or characteristic of the asura. You should be precursors. That is natural. We become precursors, that we should not do this so that I may not fall sick. But we do not know what is our real sickness. Gratitude. That is being presented by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. That it is, this is your sickness, real sickness. What is that? Janma Maitri Jarabhyadhi Dukkha Dosha Anudarsanam. You are trying to be unaffected by all kinds of sickness, but your real sickness is this material disease. You take birth, you die, you become old, and you suffer from disease. This is your real sickness. And who is caring for this? Where is the scientist who are investigating how to stop death, how to stop birth? They are, of course, investigating how to stop birth. But still birth is going on. This thought of stopping birth by killing the body is not stopping, because the body is not the person. The real person is within the body. Within the body, they are not seeing the thought. You have explained. That they do not. They are taking, no, by killing the body and by protecting the body, that is not the solution. The solution is that the living entity has infected itself with the material disease. It has to be killed. That is the whole purpose of Vedic philosophy. How to cure your material disease. So this cure of material disease have been described, we are discussing, first by atonement. So, Parikshit Maharaj did not like it very much, because he saw that atonement is like a bathing of the elephant. By atonement we may be free from the infection, but again we do it. Karvana. But then again, that is called karma kanda, creative activities. There is a bleach, the seed of my sinful desire, that is not cure. For the time being, just when you go to the doctor, they are suffering from a severe disease, and he gives some medicine, takes his fee, that is my atonement, prayaschitta, but it is no guarantee that I will not fall disease again. So this atonement plays that. Many patients, they are suffering from some chronic disease, some venereal disease. They go to the doctor, they give injection, very costly medicine, and so much suffering. But actually, cure, again, he does the same thing so that he attacks the venereal disease. So, this is not a very effective way of becoming. Then it was suggested that people, because they are in darkness, asuras, they do not know how to become immune from our diseases. Therefore, by chitta vimarsana, he suggested. So, vimarsana, he must be sober. That I am suffering from some disease and I am heavily paying the penalty to the doctor. And still I am being deceptive. So, therefore, Sukadeva Goswami suggested prayaschitta vimarsana. Vimarsana means to become sober and think that why I cannot take my desire to do sinful activities. Then he suggested to come to that understanding, he requires good brain. Ordinary brain, they cannot understand. So why I am forced to act simply, although after being that I suffer, I commit a threat, and suffer, I go to jail, again I come out. So therefore it is called vimarsa. So, but vimarsa now means to become sober, you require practicing the tapasya. That is also we have discussed. Tapasya brahmacharyena samena sa brahmena sa tagena sattva sutrubhya jamena yamena va. A series of practice. That the brain will be clear. So, this process also not very safe. The example has been given that Kipanti Abhang Mahadavi Venugulmam Varnam. It is something like there's a burning, setting fire into the dry grass. And superficially it appears that all the grasses are now burnt into ashes, there is no possibility of coming out. No. That would be very worse. Eva anala. Although superficially outside it appears that everything is burnt, but the root remains. The root remains there, and as soon as there will be facility or there will be any season, the same grasses and trees and other things will come out in Hindu. That is, even after so much tapasya, there are many instances. That's like Vishwamitra Muni was a king. He wanted to become a Brahmin. And he practiced mystic yoga for many years. Still, he became a victim of a woman, man of heart. He was meditating, closing eyes, and Indra sent this woman, man of heart. And simply by hearing the sound of the bells, ting, 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 oh, the woman. Very nice. All mystical weapons. Then he begot one daughter, that her name is Shakuntala, the famous, beautiful daughter. So that history is there. So, the root of our material enjoyment cannot be taken away, cannot be uprooted by the first process is called karma, and the second process is called jnana, and the next it is suggested bhakti. So, he is suggesting that people are more inclined to take to the those who are absolutely in the rotten condition of life, not for them, but those who are little above the rotten condition, animals. And rotten condition means like animal, cats and dogs. Above that, the human life, they take to pious activities or meditation or mystic yoga process, just to be part. So, these processes are not sufficient. That Prasadeva Goswami is suggesting next. Ketis. The ketis, what is very significant? Ketis means somebody. Somebody. Who is this somebody? Ketis kevalaya bhaktya. Pure devotion. now they become Vasudeva Paraya. They become Krishna conscious. Krishna conscious person or Vasudeva Paraya, the same. Vasudeva means Krishna. Well, simply I can worship Krishna. Kevala. Nothing else. These firm conviction and steadiness will save you. Without him. This conviction. Vasudeva Paraya. Now what is that Vasudeva Paraya? That is also not very easy thing. Krishna Vasudeva says, Bhunam Janmanavante, Ganavan Mahana Prabhupada, Vasudeva Parana, and Ganavan Mahana for the same thing. When one is fully in awareness what is born, then that awareness also comes Bhunam Janmanavante, after many, many thousands of births. Bhunam Janmanavanti, Gyanmanmaya, he is actually Gyanmanmaya. So what I am, what is my duty, that is actually Gyanmanmaya. So, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Samahapasudeva. After many, many births, when he comes to this understand that Vasudeva Krishna is everything, so let me, Krishna is asking me to surrender, let me be. So that is called Vasudeva. Whenever I pray Bhagavata, it is said, Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayodita Janayati Asu Vairagyam Jnananjana Prabhu. Those have become Vasudeva Parayana and engages himself in the service. For them, Janayati Asu Vairagyam. Very soon, they become detestful to all this material reality. That is the test. How much one has advanced in Krishna consciousness, one can test himself that how much I have become detestful of this material reality. Everyone can test himself. If he has got still some inclination, that is not fully Krishna conscious. He has to work very hard how to become fully Krishna conscious. Can't believe that it is possible. So that is called Vasudeva Paraya. Vasudeva Parayana is not so easy. Therefore it is said Keti. Keti means maybe somebody. It is not for all. And Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, who is Vasudeva Parayana? Who knows Vasudeva? Who knows Krishna? So, he says, Manushanam Sahasresu, out of millions of persons, Manushanam Sahasresu, Kaschit Jagati Siddhar, somebody is trying to make his life perfect. Everyone is being carried away by the waves of this material nature. It being made in India. But that is not siddhi. That is imperfect. If you are carried away by the waves of this material necessity, then it is not siddhi. One has to be done siddha. Siddha means one who understands that what I am and what is my duty. That is it. Perfect. That is the beginning of perfect. So, Manushyanam says, Kaschidyatati Siddhaya, that Siddha, perfection of life, is also not for everyone. Somebody out of millions. And Krishna says, Jatatamati Siddhyanam, those who are Siddhas, those who have attained perfection, if they are trying to understand me, maybe one or two may understand. Jatatamati Siddhana, Kaschit Vyaktimantam. Therefore, it is that you to become Vasudeva Parayana. That is very, very rare. That's what you say. Kechit. Sambat. That the many meanings. So, one may ask, if it is so difficult to be grant Krishna consciousness, so, how so many people are becoming Krishna conscious? They are not genuine. They are all false. If it is said, teach. No, they are not false. They are among these teaching. Among these rare persons. Those have become Krishna conscious. How? It is due to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has descended to distribute Krishna. That is his mercy. So by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so many people are becoming bhakti. But otherwise it is not. Therefore, we first offer our obeisances to Guru Gaura, by whose mercy we get Krishna. This is the system. Adhu Budvasra. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so kind, Rupa Goswami could understand. Mauna Mahavadana, Krishna Prima Pudaya. Krishna Chaitanya Na. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namini Gauratri Sino. He let us do. Confidential devotee, Rupa Goswami. My Lord, you are the same Krishna. Now you have appeared as Krishna Chaitanya and your business is to distribute love of Krishna. Not only Krishna, but love of Krishna. So, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy that you are becoming Krishna conscious. Otherwise, it is a so easy thing. Very, very difficult. Kechi, Kimulayava. So, stick to this principle. Chant, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasana. By their favor, by their mercy, we can chant Hare Krishna. And as soon as we chant Hare Krishna, we are Vasudeva Parayana. There is no fear. That is required. So stick to this principle. Do not forget. We are already giving our ways and instruction. But don't deviate from it. Then everything is perfect. Your life is successful. Thank you very much.